more inclined to do so. And this is, you know, this was a probably out of all the areas of major intervention that I've been involved with, was the most positive and successful approach in communicating with the local community. This picture is we took a group of residents to Manchester to have a look at how regeneration can affect people in a positive way, and we took them around sort of gated alligating schemes where people have adopted the back alleyways into like communal spaces for them, and they have barbecues and they've got plants and everything. Fantastic. We also, have you heard of Chimney Pot City?
No.
It was, I think, Urban Splash did it, and they did all these houses up and turned them upside down, so the bedrooms were downstairs and the living rooms were upstairs. So if you think sort of behind terraced houses, they built like a walkway joining the back, so and then park underneath them. It was really, really good. But getting back to me, we haven't done anything like that. Not that exciting.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Wow.
It was. I think we got it just right here. I mean, obviously, you can't please everybody. There's always going to be somebody you don't that doesn't agree with you. So then, this is just highlighting what we propose for the area. So obviously we're here, and as you can see, the pink section here illustrates the clearance areas. So this is what you can see here, and it goes further back. It's quite a significant area that we've cleared. So we're currently working with Barrett's Homes, which are part of David Wilson Developers, on what we can put back here. We need to clear these two houses here.
Someone's still
he won't let us in, he won't answer the door to us. But if he doesn't, we can build around him. We've got enough space to do what we need to do. Obviously those down there are going to be cleared as well. And what we've done here, we've introduced a one-way system. It really, because I mean, we'll drive down because it's so narrow.
Like, I used to, because my auntie lived in Lee Place, so I used to go down and it's two way. But I used to go down and then try and come back here. But you were, not the times you were on the
curve. Because when it was built, this estate, it wasn't built for our cars parked on the road and the amount of traffic that we've got now. I mean, buses can't get certain. If we did a tour, say for example, we used to have to get like the smallest minibus we could get so that we knew we could get round the estate. So these are all issues that the master plan was addressing. How can we improve the accessibility round the site? So we've done that. Like I was saying, we purchased 9 and 11, knocked them into this one usable space for the community, which Richard Kettrick was based here from Great Places. There's the community use it for like, a bit like what Lee does, you know, tea mornings. The Citizens Advice used to hold clinics here for people if they've got any problems, they, you know, come and have free advice. Now Maggie Carter, who I'll get her contact details for you, she's key to this. She's part of the Residents Association. She suffers from ME quite bad, and she has good and bad days, but she'd be more than happy to speak to you. You could come down, you can use this facility.
Okay.
If ever you need to, just let me know and I'll get in touch with Richard. So there's all sorts of computers. There's before the cuts in funding, we had the residents' friends that were part of the Citizens Advice Bureau, and they did like nights for the young people of the area.
Okay.
Bit of a handful, but so this was utilised. But obviously we can still get access to these people if you need to talk to them, and Maggie would be your first port of call. So this is obviously highlighting the area where we're standing now, which is the Lee Place and Meadow Place, of how we feel it should be developed out.
Taking it down.
The Thorley's gone, yeah.
Okay.
This was another, you know, as I mentioned, in the King's Arms pub where the PCT's been built. This was a similar sort of thing. They used to use the telephone box on the corner here to do the deals, and then people would come and collect whatever it was they'd ordered via the phone calls. The community were really happy when that was knocked down. I mean, you probably know as well, it was a den of iniquity up there. This redevelopment.